Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Persuda of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. We are here today previewing Sunday's matchup against the Miami Dolphins, the 6-6 Miami Dolphins. Wow. 6-6 Miami Dolphins. There's, you know, when the schedule, like, this is one of those popular things, you know, when the schedule came out in April, who would have thought that the Miami Dolphins would have a better record than the Steelers?
Not me.
Not me either.
Still a little golf left.
Yeah, there is a little golf left. I just hope that, you know, when Ben Roethlisberger reaches into the bag, there's enough offensive linemen in there to you know, complete the round. You know, we're a little bit, I don't know, we're leaking oil.
Wheels maybe wobbling, if not falling off. And it's, the timing of this is astounding to me because the offense has been coming, making strides. And that second half in Baltimore, I know they didn't lose the game. They didn't win the game. They didn't finish it. They were unable to convert the two-pointer at the end. But, man, they did a lot of things that you'd like to think are what they're after in terms of week-by-week goals, not allowing sacks, not turning the ball over, red zone, third down, all the situational stuff. It was really working, and it's really started to work the last month or so. And all of a sudden, now you got it figured out. Let's see how you do, minus this guy and this guy and this guy.
And starting a third new center.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody's having some fun with Todd Haley at the Steelers' expense just to see what he can tolerate.
You know, and you mentioned all of the things that were working with the offense, and it was in Baltimore. You know, that needs to me to be stressed, as Mike Tomlin would call it, a hostile environment. It was loud there, so a lot of the, you know, communication issues that go into not having any sacks or turnovers got done. Or were overcome, the communication issues. The communication got done.
Yeah, there weren't penalties.
Right. Not a lot of slappiness, as I would call it,
and
yes.
The areas that they excelled in were areas that the Ravens' defense had posted great numbers in defending. And it still wasn't enough, and now you got to see if you can do it again, reshuffling the deck at least a little bit and maybe a lot along the offensive line.
And let me be clear, the Dolphins' defense is not the Ravens in Baltimore, but this is a Dolphins' defense that is not soft and cheesy either. They are a 4-3 outfit. Their front four is a factor in passing, in the passing game. They have by far the highest percentage of the team's sacks, 37 sacks the Dolphins come here with. Olivier Vernon with a 10.5. Cameron Wake was 6.5. Those are the two guys, you know, who are the primary pass rushers on that team. But, you know, the Dolphins also have 16 interceptions, two guys with four. So, you know,
at least one takeaway a game.
Yes.
So it's been pretty consistent.
Yes.
That they rush the passer and they
take the ball away. And they're tied for eighth in the NFL in red zone defense, which means they're not a pushover down in there either. You know, it's not going to be a high-scoring game. I don't believe either team is going to have much of a margin at any point. But, you know, this is another one of those games to me where the Steelers' opponent, their offense is the unit to me, should be taken advantage of.
I agree.
Ryan Tannehill, if their defense has to take away a game, I'll bet you he's got at least a turnover a game.
He's got 13 picks.
13 picks. He's been sacked
45
times, which is even more sacks than they've had. So, you know, I think this is a game the Steelers' defense needs to slap around the Miami Dolphins' offense a little bit, maybe create some scoring chances for the Steelers offense, which, as we said, is going in with the handicap of a new center for sure. Kelvin Beachum, David DeCastro, we'll see.
That's number three if you're keeping track as they go along.
Three centers in a sport where you only play one at a time. It's not like three guards or three tackles. Yes, three centers.
And Dolphin offense lacks dynamic capability. It lacks explosiveness. Mike Wallace of late has been putting up more numbers, but he's become more of an underneath guy or a possession type guy. They can't protect, so they don't throw the deep stuff, and they really don't have an established runner. Their running game is iffy. They've gotten a lot out of Tannehill scrambling to kind of supplement the stats the last couple of the three games. If the Steelers, who have had their issues with big plays against this year, if there was ever a game where they can kind of line up and come after somebody, you think this would be the team.
Right, and this is also the team dealing with the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito issue. That was the left side of their offensive line at one point. Jonathan Martin had been playing poorly right before he left the team. The Dolphins had acquired Bryant McKinney from the Ravens, who is not Anthony Munoz. He's not even Brian McKinney last year, which was marginal, except he was fairly dependable for the Ravens down the stretch and through their playoff run. But,
better than we thought he was going to be.
Yes. He protected on that long pass that Raheem Moore misplayed, I remember. The Dolphins are a team with their own issues on the offensive line, and they also have – you know, that distraction factor. The Steelers, you know, I don't really even think, though, that the Mike Tomlin sideline thing is much of a distraction to these players at this point, because it really doesn't involve them. None of them got fined. But the Incognito Jonathan Martin thing has kind of touched everyone, certainly in that locker room, just about everybody in that organization.
Well, and they lost a pretty good player.
Incognito, yeah.
At a position where it's hard to find five good ones.
Yes.
And if you don't have that, as we have learned, it's tough to get anything else accomplished, no matter what you have, you know, what you're deploying with your skill people. If they don't have time or space to get anything done, they can't get anything done.
You know, there is a comparison only in the sense that in the very recent past, there was also a Steelers team that needed to win its final four games of the regular season and get some help just to make the playoffs. And in 2005, the first of those four games were against the Chicago Bears at Heinz Field, and that was a game where in the second half of that game, Jerome Bettis in the running attack took over, and in my opinion, that was the most difficult of those four games for the Steelers to win.
I think the last one was Detroit.
Yes.
I can't remember the other two.
Cleveland was 41-0, and that was the James Harrison spike the guy in the ground game. And then the other one was in Minnesota, which was a close game, except Randall L. had like a bunch of long punt returns that set up the only touchdown the Steelers had in a couple of the field goals. They won 18-3 or something. It was one of those games where if they were still playing, the Vikings wouldn't have scored a touchdown yet. I think that the Dolphins game is going to be a similar kind of get over the hump thing. I think the Bengals are going to be a better team coming in here on a Sunday night. But this one is, for me, kind of the critical one of these four, because of the offensive line situation. If you can get by this.
Hopefully they'll be in better position
right
against the Bengals than they figured. Even if they get some guys back, they're coming back fast from injury.
Yes.
They should theoretically be better the next week. You got to win this one to make that Bengal game matter, and then you got to beat the Bengals to make the Packer game really matter. But I kind of see where you're coming from on that. I do think Cincinnati is going to be a difficult bunch to deal with. I really liked what I saw from the Bengals in that San Diego game in terms of their ability to take the ball away as opposed to getting turnovers, forced errors, and just grinding meat with a revamped O-line of their own. And just closing that thing out. But first things first, got to deal with Miami, which I think is 25th in run defense.
And
has given up 11 rushing touchdowns.
Yes.
So you got to exploit that.
Okay, that'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Prosciutto, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week when we tell you how right we were about what happens in the Steelers-Dolphins game.